Evan Tyler in the bathtub. Hey, welcome to Evan Tyler in the Bathtub, a new podcast for the Probably Work, or We Can Make This Work Probably podcast network, in which I, Evan,
And I, Tyler,
take a bath.
together.
I'm glad you got that key together. Okay, today we're going to be reviewing or sampling. Do you want to say sampling or reviewing?
Sampling sounds fancier.
Okay, we will be sampling. We will be taking from a nice sample of bath bombs today that I have purchased for both of us. Now, Tyler, I'm going to go ahead and read off mine. Okay, well, first of all, should we describe the boxes?
Sure.
Okay, my box, I think, is about the same as yours. It has a little sticky note on it. It says, "Thank you and stay safe," and it's a little heart-shaped sticky note, which I really appreciate. Mine is Firebolt. It is cinnamon, vanilla, and sweet orange. Tyler, what's on your box?
So my box, it doesn't have a nice heart sticker or anything. It has a sticker. It says shocking grass, lavender, rose, and sandalwood. And then on top it says shocking grasp plus dice.
Yes, mine does say plus dice.
So,
So I think we have figured out the mystery surprise in
the
which I got it.
interesting thing is on the shipping label, it said dice not requested. But
Whoa.
I can like
Whoa.
I can hear something rattling in the box.
It should be dice. Is there anything else on your box?
If you're I don't have the box that it shipped in with me, but you're talking about
Oh,
the
the
big
big door.
door.
I did get the girl to write big door on it. Okay, I'm opening
I think I
mine
should have
right
like brought scissors. I didn't expect all this plastic.
now. Oh, okay, so it looks like it twists.
Nope.
Well, okay, mine just
Yeah, I got
ripped.
it. So what's this
Okay,
look like
all
before
right.
you drop it in?
It is in the shape of a D20, for like D&D. Yeah, you can hear that? Rattles. I've got yellows, orange, and red on mine, so it definitely looks like Firebolt. I can get that. It smells like kind of like that candy dish that like everybody's grandparents had that was full of old like taffy and licorice and stuff. I definitely get a little hint of the cinnamon and the vanilla, I think. But okay, what's yours look like?
So mine is we've got like a off-white, a yellow, and a gray, kind of like a granite
Okay.
color. It, like you said, it's shaped like a D20. It rattles. I don't know if you can hear that. It kind of so it's supposed to be lavender, rose, and sandalwood. It kind of smells like Italian seasoning to me.
I will say now that I've looked at like that sweet orange, it kind of smells like potpourri in a way. I think that's what I'm thinking of is potpourri. That like okay, is this like a cultural change up here? Like up here we do have potpourri. Do you have it there? Is it a common thing?
Common, I don't know. Like I an old
Okay.
people home, sure. I don't know the
Yeah,
last time I've seen
absolutely.
it. So
I think my mom regularly has some. Okay, are you ready to dunk
let's
these
suck
bad
them
boys?
in.
All right, dunking. Ooh, oh, it's
Oh, it
fizzing
is
very,
fizzing a
very much so.
lot.
What? That's a lot of fizz. I think I got a very
It
good
looks
one.
like a smoke bomb.
Kind of. Mine's just floating around now, fizzing and rolling.
Yeah.
This is going to be
I'm gonna
interesting.
get the mic down to like maybe capture some fizz noise.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to. Here, moving my mic to the fizz. Ooh, it's burning my leg, I think.
Like
That feels good.
a good burn?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think it's just, it went over my leg, and so, like, a lot of the pieces that were falling off that are fizzing kind of hit me. I don't think it's burning. I think it's just fizzing, and I've never felt fizzing on my leg in a bathtub before.
Yeah.
So that's just different.
So have you done a lot of bath bombs before? Do they normally fizz? I've never had a fizzy bath bomb.
I've never had. I think I stole one of Jesse's one time,
Same.
and it
No,
just kind
not
of
Jesse's, but
fell.
Felicia's.
Oh, okay, yes, my wife. I stole one of hers, and it kind of fizzed, but it really fell to pieces. And I was like, "Oh, this is weird." Well, obviously, like I got to buy this for whenever we do the podcast, but make it like get a good one. Wow, this thing's almost gone already! Holy crap!
Did it change the color of your water?
Yeah, my water's like r salmon.
Okay,
Like
my water is
salmon.
like pitch black.
That's pretty good. Oh, before I forget, I am also following this up because I'm treating myself today with a candle from a company called Ash and Fir. It's the candle is night and it's jasmine, lavender, wood, and musk, and it's a nice blue candle.
Ooh.
Well, I guess he's coming.
I have no candles
Fog. That was
because
horrible.
Clary, my cat, very much enjoys bathing with me. So
Oh
she'll like just
yeah.
knock it over or something. She popped in here for a second, but I don't know where she went.
Oh, did you? Okay. I have my secret. My bath bomb's done.
Yeah, mine too. I just got two. There's a ball in the middle.
Yeah, and it has a dye in
Yeah.
it. Oh, that's incredibly cute. Oh, well, I'm gonna pop mine open here. Let's.
I popped mine open, but then I
Oh.
lost the dye. I got
Oh
it.
man, and that's watertight, so the dye is completely
But one
dry.
fell in
That's
the
awesome.
tub, so. So I have a D4. What do you have?
I have a
Ah,
D20.
lucky.
Yeah, mine is yellow, orange, and red, just like the bath bomb. What color is yours?
Mine is, it's similar color. It's mostly black, but I think it has some hints of white in it.
Okay, I'm gonna roll mine. I got a fifth. Yeah.
I lost you. You got a 15?
Can you hear me?
I can now, yeah. Yep.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm plugged back in. I got a 15. What did you
I got a four.
get? Okay, I think I win.
Well, I mean, I had a D4, so I think I did
Yeah, you.
the
Well, you
best
did very good, but it's not good.
I could.
Good. I got these from a shop on Etsy called Loft and Legend. Because she's out of Niagara Falls, Canada,
Oh.
and I was really happy. I was really surprised how quickly they got across the border, considering the whole pandemic and everything.
Yeah, that was really quick because you told me you were ordering it and then I got it like maybe 2 days later.
Was it 2 days? Yeah,
It's
it
very
got really
fast.
fast. I've been ordering a lot of stuff on Etsy while I'm stuck inside because I can and I'm an adult. And I'm not spending money on gas, so I might as well spend money on other stuff. I ordered Alabaster, a punk rock denim vest with suicidal tendencies sitting on the back. And that's gonna be coming in soon. I'm really excited for that one.
Nice. I'm sure he'll love that.
Yeah, I have increased my wax stamp collection for sealing envelopes that I send out to people occasionally, which I need to start doing more of now that I'm stuck indoors. I recently sent out a couple of birthday cards to a few friends here in town, and I'm very excited at that. So, stuff on Etsy, just kind of having a big drive. How have you been taking the pandemic?
We've been okay. Let's see. Today's Sunday. So last
I can
Friday was my
see my.
last like actual day at work. I'm gonna be working from home until we have the baby. So
Oh, really?
yeah.
Oh, congrats on not being at work. I don't know about you, but as soon as my toes leave about an inch from the top of the water, I cannot see them. What's your water visibility like?
Yeah, it gets pretty murky fast.
Yeah, I like this. This is really cool.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I'm bathing in Kool-Aid, but I don't want to drink
Yeah,
it.
that's the thing about Clary and me taking a bath. She likes to drink hot water apparently, because she always wants to drink the bath water. I'm like, no, Clary, that's gross. And here she
Yeah.
comes. I see her. I could
Oh
just see her peeking around the curtain. Please, Clary, don't drink the black water.
Clary, no. Stay away, Clary, no. Okay, so I messaged you last night at, what was that, 11 o'clock? Give or take.
I think it was midnight, maybe.
Oh, okay. that's good on me. Yeah, 11:30. Okay. And I said, ignore this message. It for me when I'm sober. And then all I said to you after this was sent to you after this was Donnie T. Undermeister, Texan slash Tennessee accent, loves to ask unnecessary questions about warranties. And then in all caps, I said, get the Southern drawl out. So I talked to my friends we were with last night, and I figured out what this is. So my friend works for like an interior design place, I think, or something like that. They kind of sell like high-end furniture, and I was making fun of the idea of selling high-end furniture to the most high class of customer and consumer. So I created this character, Donnie T. Undermeister.
You gotta unplug and plug back in. I lost you.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Am I?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So I said, what I want to create this character who talks like they're from Tennessee, but dresses like they're from Texas, and just acts like they're really eccentric, but they're a redneck on the inside. Donnie T. Undermeister, his outfit, if you will, follow me into this. He's got a hat similar to Doug Dimmadome, owner of the Dimmesdale Dimmadome. He has a tan suit on. It's just a flat tan suit with like a
Is
I
his hat
feel
tan? Because Doug
no
Dimmadome, owner of the,
Dimmesdale Dimmadome.
yeah, he
He
is white suit,
he's
yeah.
all white. I feel like his hat is white, but
It
his suit's
is.
tan. He has a salmon or blue shirt, just solid shirt underneath with a bolo. And then underneath that shirt, unbeknownst to everybody, is the Marlboro t-shirt he won in 19. Smoking 100 packs of Marlboro cigarettes and sending them in for the rewards points. It's the shirt he ripped the sleeves off at the famous NASCAR race where Jeff Gordon first won. Yeah, it's that shirt. He wears that underneath the dress-up shirt, so nobody really knows. I feel
Think they used to call those Marlboro points like bucks or something like that. Marlboro
probably
bucks.
with his Marlboro bucks.
Yeah. No. Like my dad, my parents used to smoke a lot, and I think they both smoke stop now. But yeah, like we had all kinds of stuff from like sending in like the barcodes of cigarette packs.
Oh my gosh, that was a horrible time,
Yeah,
right?
I have a harmonica that came from
You
that.
have a Marlboro harmonica?
Yep.
Okay, we absolutely need to circle back to this in a few episodes, but that is the best thing I've ever heard. All right, so Donnie T. Undermeister, he is super eccentric, but on the low end, he recognizes that he lives in a trailer, but nobody else knows that. So he just hints around that. So I wanted to come in dressed as Donnie T. Undermeister with snakeskin slip-ons shoes with Marlboro socks, but nobody can see the pantsuit. And I wanted to walk in and be like, "Now, I would like to look at your finest recliners. I hear that you have a very good selection," and then like waste their time, like looking over the recliners. Now this is going into a very nice home. What is the ashtray situation for this particular? If I'm smoking a cigarette, preferably a Marlboro Red, and I happen to drop it on me while I sleep and I catch on fire, as I'm wanting to do many a time, such as many eccentric folk do, what is the fire extinguishing situation here? Will that void the warranty? And then I just spent the night going deeper and deeper into this character who's like trying to buy like nice furniture. Like he won the lottery, and that's the only reason he's rich, but he tells everybody he made his money in the ghost oil industry. Now, what you
Ghost
gotta do,
oil.
you gotta find and capture a ghost similar to that they did the Ghostbusters, and you gotta wring it out and squeeze it to get as much oil as possible. A lot of people don't like to know about that. That's why we keep ghosts a secret, make it seem like it's fake. Realistically, we just capture them and set them free after we oil them once or twice. And then I followed him up with, now say I'm trying to have a nice dinner party with some friends, and one of the 10,000 cats I keep inside of my mansion, and they happen to come up and scratch on the furniture. Do you have any furniture or couches that are made specifically out of cat scratching posts? What's the how would that void the warranty? Like his favorite catchphrases now. Now, how would that void the warranty, son? Can you tell me? I'd like to know because I'm worried about voiding the warranty. That's the last thing I'd want to do. Now, does this wicking material say I want to take my couch outdoors and I want to attach a umbrella that will come up if I flick a switch? Now, Will that void the warranty should I attach my own umbrella device to said couch? Also, is the couch waterproof? Say we're sitting out by the pool and I take my couch out to the pool and maybe it falls in accidentally. Or maybe it gets dragged around in the back of a car. You never know. My neighbors are crazy. In what ways could I avoid the warranty in that manner?
He sounds like a guy that would definitely own a water bed.
Oh, absolutely. See, I only use the finest of water beds that I buy at the Duluth Trading Company. It's a very expensive store. You've probably never heard of
It's filled exclusively with
it. He filled it with Jell-O years ago, and he refused to tell anybody why.
I was going to say like an expensive bottled water.
I know that the average man can't afford it, but I fill mine with Voss water just to be safe. I had to make sure I got the glass bottles. It's Norwegian, don't you know? Sir, it's from Scandinavia. I don't know anything about that silly business. I'd never go to Europe. Although I do have many shares in Disney World France. I love this character. Like, the more I talk about him, the more I talk in his voice, the deeper his lore gets, and I just love it. Like, I've had several marriages, yes, of course, but none of them seemed to last. One of them was a baroness, if you believe
I
it.
think this character could work at like a car dealership too. Like you could go to like
Oh, he absolutely wants to sell Cadillacs. That's his dream job. But right now he sells El Caminos, which to him, that's the Cadillac of cars. You know what I mean?
I was just imagining him purchasing a car
Oh,
and asking about
buying
the
your
ask
purchase.
price situation on like a full out.
So he's got to talk like he's still from like it's the 1970s. Now, this funny company, Lamborghini, I've never heard of it, but I am a man of refined taste, so I apologize if I offend you by mentioning that your car company is weird and sounds almost Italian, much like the socks I wear, the Marlboro. Now, this particular Lamborghini, the Gilarneano. Now, what if I was, say, let's say hypothetically, if I was traveling at approximately 150 miles per hour down the road in Central Texas, which I'm wanting to do, so let's say a cigarette happens to fall out of my mouth and onto the nice vinyl leather you have here. Does it have an extinguisher inside of the vehicle? Would that void the warranty? What kind of seats do you have that may be fire resistant? I would be very interested to learn. How many ashtrays would you say this particular Ferrari has? Does it have more than 10? I'm asking. I'm a busy man. Now, I don't have time to empty all of my ashtrays, so sometimes, it gotta go where it's gotta go. Would putting sand in here for me to ash my cigarettes into and then put out the butts, would that void the warranty? What do you have on a sand disposal vacuum at all? Now, let's say, all right, we're going to go into this hypothetically speaking. Let's say my bubby wants to spray paint the number 31 on this paint. And then a few days later, I decide I would like to take it off. How easy would that be to do with the particular paint you use on this very fine motoring vehicle? Is it anything as nice as a Cadillac? Because a Cadillac you can easily scrape the paint back off of. Now, I don't know much about your Ferraris, but a Cadillac, maybe a Cadillac Eldorado, or a sorry, maybe, perhaps. Let's say we want to put some kind of shag carpeting on the inside of this Ferrari. Can you help me situate that particular notion? Hypothetically, of course, speaking, would that void the warranty? I love that he's just obsessed with the warranty of every vehicle. He wants to make sure it's under warranty.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
Now I have.
thinking, another situation could be little Clary's peeking in. There she is. Hey,
Oh,
Clary. You could be
hey,
like, so how much can this bad boy haul? Let's say there's a tornado coming and my friend's trailer needs moving.
let's say perhaps I'm down with some of my lesser family down in Tennessee. Perhaps we are sitting at some trailer park making fun of the lower poverty stricken and a, oh, I don't know, some kind of a three-story tall tornado tends to strike. How quickly could I hook up a trailer to a hitching post on this particular Ferrari? And let's say, hypothetically, I need to get out of town. Could I reach 150 miles per hour with a trailer attached? Yes, sir, there will be people inside of the trailer. Why do you ask?
Oh,
No, sir, I do not know how many American flags will be on the back, but I can guarantee you it will be more than five. I like to think that he watched Knives Out and he just exclusively thinks that he thinks that Daniel Craig's character is the main character and the only character in that movie, and that everybody else probably did it. I trust this man. He has a very good accent. Comes from my home, which is not Kentucky, even though it sounds like I'm in Kentucky. I'd like to imagine him he ends up like trying to sell a car at his dealership whenever he finally gets the Cadillac dealership, but he ends up just buying it himself because he loves Cadillacs. Now, so this is a top-notch model right here. This engine is it's actually magnificent if you look at it. Let me pop the hood for you. You know what? I'm gonna make sure that this car is right for you. I just want to make sure that it drives safe, and I'll be right back. And you see him hop in, and he just goes around the corner and just guns it and gets out of
So,
there.
how's your water doing?
Smoking. It's getting. I still have some warmth to it, where I think it heated up the walls of my tub a little bit, but I feel like the top part of the water is getting cold. How
Mine's
about
still
you?
fairly warm, but I know you had your tub filled first, so I want to make sure we get this a
Well,
good
that's.
rating before.
Oh, yeah, no, okay, so the bath bomb. Yeah, you want to rate the bath bomb?
What's our scale?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not used to bath bombs, so I'm not used to rating bath bombs. But
Let's use a
let's say
20-point
the sample.
scale since you have a D20, since our
Okay.
dice was D20 shaped.
Okay, so it's gonna be out of 12. What's your scale going to be out of?
I figured we'd have the same scale. Do you want to rate
Oh,
mine
okay,
out
that
of
works.
whatever I've rolled? Let's say with my D4, I lost it. It fell in the water. Okay.
Oh, no. All right.
All
So
right, I
out of
rolled a
12,
one. So I know. So
okay,
out of a
so
one, this is
out of
definitely a
one.
one.
Okay. If I was to go on a scale of 0 to 1, I definitely go with 1 as well. This is a it's a pretty solid tub,
The
and a
tub.
pretty solid bath. Yeah. All right, out of 12. Let's see here. I love the colors that were on the bath bomb itself. I was surprised at how quickly it started fizzing because I'm not used to bath bombs. So as a not a bath bomb connoisseur, I can lie that it's pretty deep. The color I actually like, weird enough, sitting in color here. I'm hearing a lot of noise coming from you. You all
Okay,
right?
I accidentally moved the stopper.
Oh no. Oh no. Let's see. Now I am interested in do you have any like good odors coming off of yours? Does yours smell like any of the flavors that you're
Yeah,
supposed to have?
I think I smell some lavender in there. Like, it's a good smell. And
The sweet orange is definitely overpowering, and I like that. I think I get a little bit of vanilla and orange when
yeah.
I'm looking at mine. I'm not. Then again, my nose is kind of stopped up right now, but I think that I can get a little bit of the cinnamon, but not much, if there's any at all. But then again, this candle I have might be overpowering all of it, and that's where,
Really get
you
your
know,
face into
maybe
it
I.
and give it a good sniff.
All right, let's just. Oh, hang on. No, I can't really. Maybe I have to put my nose under the water. No, I can't smell it there. But I think this is good. I like it. I would definitely
Yeah, I
buy
think
this
I would get a
again.
different one, not because of the smell, but because of the color. Like my water changed black.
I actually like. I want to be in a black bath. So next time we can trade. Well, so she had like a bunch of them on there. And let's see here. Can I go over to her shop still? Oh, I closed it. I closed Etsy. I'm an idiot. Tyler, why did I do this? Here it is. Okay. Loft and Legend. Let's see, because there was a bunch of flavors. What do we say? Samples. There was Thunderwave, Regenerate, Elemental Weapon, Shocking Grasp, Firebolt, Poison Spray, Acid Splash, Ray of Frost.
I think I want to
But she
try
had like a.
Acid Splash. That sounds relaxing.
Ray of Frost seems pretty good. I bet that. Well, I can. You know what? I can read these off to you. What the flavors are, I guess, or what do you call them? Flavors?
Since.
Scents, maybe. Oh, okay. I cannot read the scents. So, oh well, that's a shame. Either way, it seems to have a pretty good selection. So, I might pick up for her again. I bought one for my wife, not from her, but from a different shop, and it's supposed to be like a little like witch's cauldron that's supposed to bubble. I think that's going to be kind of cool, and I low key want to get one for us for next time. But they were a little more expensive.
I was surprised how much this bubbled, like it fizzed.
Oh yeah, that like it was a lot actually. I thought that was really cool. Once again, as somebody who has no experience with bath bombs, I was very wowed and surprised, and I thought it was really cool. I don't think that like I heard that like cleaning up your tub after a bath bomb is not fun, but I don't see any sign of this going to be trouble or going to be a problem.
Yeah, I don't know. With it being black, I'm like, I hope it doesn't stain the tub or anything, but I don't think it will.
Oh, I hope not. You could probably take bleach to your tub afterwards, and that would definitely make it clear off, I
Did you know that
hope. Or maybe.
bleach has the same reaction as catnips for some cats?
What?
Cats react to bleach like they do catnip. It makes
No,
them
I did
high.
not know that.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
It only affects one of our cats, Clary. So,
Okay, so Claire loves baths
and bleach.
and bleach. That's probably
Yeah, I
not
mean,
good.
don't expose your cat directly to bleach, but like, if you like clean something with watered down bleach, it drives her crazy.
That's pretty crazy. I recently tried to make the other day some. Okay, what is this back here? I keep leaning against. I'm gonna move that. I tried to make some catnip tea for the cats. So I boiled, water in my teapot, and I poured it into my other teapot and strained it through the catnip. And it actually smelled kind of good. And I left it out for the cats, and they just did not care. They wanted nothing to do with it. So I'm gonna have to find some other way to trick them into drinking catnip. That way they get high as balls, because that would just be really funny. Do you have any fun stories from
Yeah,
Catland?
so what Clary does when she's hanging out by the bathtub with me, she'll eventually get her tail wet, and she has a very fluffy
Oh
tail. So, like, I guess like just the weight of it makes her like, "What's pulling on my tail?" So she chases it and then slings water everywhere. It's very entertaining.
that's pretty good. I put together some shelves on our walls. I don't know if I sent you pictures of this or not.
I don't think so.
We put like I bought like two sets of like so in total I got like six different size shelves that are like wood and metal. And I have them hanging on our wall above our couch that go over top to a bookcase, over a doorway, to a bookcase, and then back down the other side. And Loki has figured out how to speed run that, and he goes like faster than he has balance. So a lot of times we'll just be sitting there, and suddenly he falls from the ceiling into the floor, which is just great. Honestly, you'll just be sitting there minding your own business, and suddenly a cat lands in the floor next to you, slams, and then just bolts and runs off somewhere. That's pretty good. I put his food up there, so he needs to go start going up there more. But he likes to eat Alabaster's medicated food for his case. And so he only eats that when we're asleep, so we can't police him. So that's fun. I need to start putting up both of their food, I guess, at night. But yeah, and he's crazy. He's insane.
Yeah.
Have you guys been working on the nursery?
We don't have a nursery. We have a 2-bedroom house, so the
Okay,
baby's staying
gotcha.
in our room for now. The other room is filled with ferrets.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's the ferret room slash office right now,
Yeah.
right? Okay, I can dig it. Have you made? Oh, I mean, like, I gotta ask. I got a coworker right now who's expecting in like a week or two, and has like gone all out to make a nursery at their new house they just bought. So like I'm like all about like learning what people are doing. because we don't have kids, so I'm gonna live vicariously through y'all. Are you excited?
Yeah. Excited, kind of,
Because
you know.
at some point we have to do our bath time's gonna have to stop. So Evan Tyler in the bathtub might not be a thing for a little while. So we'll see what
Yeah, definitely
happens.
excited. And you know, Corona, so don't know how that's going to affect things. Keep calling the hospital and like their policies change and,
Oh
yeah.
yeah, I bet. Have you guys looked into? Well, I don't want to pry too much, but like at home births and stuff.
What's that?
Have you guys looked into like at home births and things?
Yeah, our insurance covers like birthing centers, but they're all like full, so
They're
they're
all
all
what?
full, like they're all booked up for that time. So
Oh no. Can y'all hire like a doula to come over and just hang out for a
well, we
while?
have a doula,
Oh, sweet.
but that's one of the policies that keep changing, whether they can go to the hospital or not. So
Oh yeah. Dude, that's not
yeah.
fun. Everybody in Jacksonville needs to stay inside and not go outside because this is ruining like people's lives. Virginia need to do the same. But yeah, big old big dog Jim over there.
Jim.
Jim Justice, our
Oh.
governor, he's kind of an listen. Okay, this guy has, I think, more poorly worded quotes than George Bush did, which is a crazy feat to me. But like our state blew up a few months ago before the reopening when he kept introducing guidelines for people to slowly reopen, so like for restaurants to do delivery and actually have like a dining area open and stuff like that. And there was a whole audio clip where he was he claims it was a brief audio error. What we heard is, if you all would just fucking follow the guidelines. I was so happy of him at that moment. I'm like, yeah, that's what we need right there. We need an angry governor who's cussing. And then he immediately like apologizes. He's like, there was a brief audio error. I'm like, nah, you gotta just keep cussing and getting angry.
Funny.
That's how you get reelected out here. But it was pretty good. Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. So I don't know about you. I am starting to get a little
Yeah.
cold.
Also, we only have a single bathroom and have a pregnant wife, so
Oh yeah. You're probably blocking up the way.
yeah.
Well, I will let you to it. This has been Evan Tyler in the bathtub as part of the We Can Make This Work probably podcast
So
network.
I think we end this by pulling the drain.
Yeah, let me. Well, so mine
Yeah,
twists. Does yours just pull up?
mine just pulls up.
Right, hang on. I gotta find mine. Okay, you gotta start twisting, 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 twist. There's a rubber gasket on it too. So like, okay, there we go. I pulled mine. Oh, there's hair on the end of it. That's good. Oh, hey. While the water's draining and we're still here, do you have any recommendations for any podcasts on the network you can listen to?
Best animated shows ever so far is always good.
Yeah, I've been arguing trying to get them to watch certain shows. That's been
Yeah.
fun. I've actually really been into the Uwu podcast. They've been a lot of fun to listen to. So go check them out too. Okay, you got anything to plug? I think that I've got something. Hope if my laptop works.
I've got Too Young for This Trek, which is where I watched Star Trek for the first time by watching random episodes with friends that are real big Star Trek fans.
Oh, so you guys aren't watching them like in order. You're actually going
No, so they've made a list of episodes that the best and the worst, and they just give me the
okay.
title. I don't know what series, what season, or anything, and I pick from that.
Is great. I got to get back. So I listened to like the first you described it, but I haven't had a chance to actually sit down and listen because I have podcast time. I'm very excited now that I know that that's what it is. I thought you guys were going through everything. No, I'm not that.
We decided that 800 episodes was a lot to cover, so we just picked
Yes.
the best and the worst.
I like that. That's pretty good. I actually also want your mask that's shop for it. That tie-dye look or the what is it, like a tie-dye effect or
It's like a
Lines come off.
neon nebula, is how I would describe it.
Okay, I thought that was pretty cool. I've recently recorded with Arjuna Gonzalez, aka Peter Bourget, for the very first episode of Interesting People with Evan Pauly.
Also known
So,
as IP with Evan.
the bath time boy is back at it again. Wow. My tub is like very slowly draining. I've got the funnel, and there goes the last of the water. Okay, so it's hopefully going to be good. It's a whole podcast about me getting to know my friend. And Tyler, I hope that you'll be on an episode sometime as well, either before or after childbirth, but we'll
And
see.
that's when I'll reveal my secret name.
Your
My
secret
secret
what?
identity.
Oh,
That's
a secret
what this
identity.
podcast is
Whoa, okay, so I
for.
do have some. Okay, here's part of the review here. Now that I'm out just like open air, do you have any staining on your tongue?
I can't tell yet.
Okay, I'm gonna stand up. Let's see here. I've got like trace water still at the bottom of the tub with like little thick parts that are kind of salmon colored, but it looks like they're gonna
Oh.
wash right away, so.
There's not a stain, but there's like residue where the top of the water was. So I'll probably have to scrub the tub
Oh.
out.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I do not see that, but my tub does feel like it needs a
It's
scrub,
like kind of
so.
sandy.
Oh, yeah, actually, I do feel that. Mine is clear, but I think that could also be because my wife does use bath bombs more frequently than I
Mine's probably because I have a
do.
white tub and this was black, so it's like very noticeable, but it'll just wipe off.
Yeah.
Like it comes off in the
Okay.
hand, so.
Well, let's hope it keeps that way. All right, man. Well, this was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Yep, later.
All right. Later.
See you next bath.
Wait, I guess we should. Do we have a closer, or like, should we make like a? If you want more of this, then tell us, please, because we don't know. Because we're probably gonna make more of it anyways, I hope. But
Yep, it's going to be sporadic, I
so
assume.
yeah, okay. So this time I found a bath bomb that I wanted to share. So next time I'm gonna task you with finding a bath bomb to share with us for both of us.
Okay.
Does that sound like a thing we could
Yeah,
like feed back and
that
forth and. And if we ever have a guest, then we have to send them a bath bomb too.
sounds good. I think a three-way bath, that's too much.
That might be a little too much. I'm a little, it's okay. I'm gonna be real honest with you. It's been weird being naked and recording a podcast.
Oh, yeah, it hasn't affected me at all.
Yeah, I've been fine, but like now that I'm like in open air, this is weird.
I'm just noticing that my toes, I feel like the bath bomb did some stuff for my calluses. That's nice.
Really?
Yeah, they're soft.
Oh, that's good. I feel what?
My toes are soft.
Oh yeah, no, everything feels a little bit soft. I do
Everything?
feel kind of good. Well, yeah, everything. Except for like everything that wasn't submerged. I feel soft too. I feel good. Oh, there's my arm. Ugh, all right. Okay, well, until next
Until
time.
next bath.
Until next time, we need to get clean, which could be months. Nobody knows for sure. Until then, stay safe, stay inside, and for the love of God, do not take a toaster to the toilet with you. Tyler, don't laugh. That's about suicide. You shouldn't laugh at that.
Okay. Who took a toaster to the toilet?
Did I say toilet?
Yeah.
I thought I said
He said
bath.
take a toaster to the
Oh, my whole world is coming
toilet.
apart. I thought, and y'all make sure you watch for toasters.